Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called Perfectly One. John 17, verse 23, Jesus prays, "I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you have loved me." As Jesus offers these prayer requests up to the Father, he asks for something that might seem to us to be nothing short of a miracle. He asks that we, his followers, yes, that's us, the disciples of the disciples of the disciples through the millennia, that we would be so united that the world would see our unity as a sign pointing to the reality that Jesus was sent from God. Jesus goes so far as to pray that we might become perfectly one. He didn't just pray that we would be more united than others, or that we would think kindly of each other, or that we would want to share a room for worship once a week, or that we would, you know, even pray for other Christians once in a while. No, he prayed that we would be perfectly one. The Greek word that is used here is a great one. The word is teleomenoi. This word is related to the word telos, which means complete. However, it is the verb that is in this very unique Greek tense that implies a past action that has ongoing implications for the future. The past action was, Jesus praying, "I in them and you, Father, was in me." What Jesus is saying is that because of the past action of their complete unity, the ramifications should be that we can be, or maybe that we should be, completely unified. It was the Father's unity with Jesus that he had with the original disciples that we are now to have with each other. Now, I have to admit that this seems like it may just be too much to believe. In today's world, with all the divisiveness in our culture that has made its way into the church, it would be nothing short of miraculous for Christians to have even a fraction of the oneness that Jesus had with his disciples. But Jesus seems to believe that it is possible. However, here's the key. Unity isn't just going to happen to us. It is going to be something that each one of us has to work on individually. Then churches are going to need to work on it together. Then communities of churches need to work on it together even more. This was a priority to Jesus, so maybe it should be a priority to us. Then, quite possibly maybe, the world will know that the Father sent Jesus and that he loves the world the way that the Father loved Jesus. Oh, I pray that to be true. God bless everybody.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.